coming at you at WBC FFL. CFFL podcast. It's a pleasure to welcome back Mike Minnick, the motherfucking legend of the IMUS 1998 champion, back from the wilderness of Vermont. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Troy. It was a great vacation.
That's wonderful. That sums it up. That's about it? That's all you have to say?
My ass hurts from walking
so
much.
Interesting.
Are you sure it's walking?
Oh, did you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, we also have somebody else, a couple in the surprise guests joining us here today, is our champion, our 2020 champion, our current champion, Big Titties, Jerry the Man Budwash.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here tonight. Thank you very much.
Also joining us. It's another pleasure to announce that Steve Kaczynski of the otherwise known as Cooch from the Pinnacle Four, 2002, 2005, and 2013 champion. Welcome, Cooch.
I'm glad to be here, Troy.
All right, well.
All right.
Well, we have a host of ownerships here, of team owners. We definitely have a quorum. We can solve all the league's problems here tonight if we wanted to.
I would say we have 33% of the league here tonight.
That's enough. Let's vote.
What do you want to vote on?
Don't
even say kickers, man. I'll turn your mic off.
F kickers.
Hey, Steve, how did you like the vacation?
Vermont was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you able to deal with Mike?
Yeah, you know, I had to wait for him to walk up the mountain. He struggled a little bit. He made it. He's not used to it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Nice getaway. We were supposed to be in Vegas and Utah, so that didn't happen.
Well.
So we made the best
of
it. It was nice walking.
We had an upgrade at the hotel.
Yeah.
To the honeymoon suite.
Did you really? You're not kidding?
I'm not
kidding.
I thought you were kidding.
A whirlpool, a fireplace. We had it all.
Yeah? Did you leave anything behind?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just memories.
Good memories. Well, that's what, as Christopher P. Yinks used to say, that's what this league is all about. And whenever he'd say that, it was usually mumbled and full of Diefenbachs and red beet eggs in his mouth, but God love him.
Diefenbachs is a fraud, remember that. It's good.
Oh, that's
goods.
Right, yeah. That's a topic for our conspiracy podcast. It's going to be over in the summer when we don't have football to talk about.
Or 2 weeks.
Oh, well, hey.
Let's not go there
yet. Well, we got week four in the books. What a shit show for me. What a horror story. Turns I lost my flag. All the momentum I had after week three just completely disappeared.
Do it all the time. You say.
I'm just talking about my own game.
What order we're going to go in.
Just talking. I'm just.
Jump around.
I'm upset about my own loss. We don't have to go into your game or that game first. I'm just kind of upset that I'll go ahead. Start out with where do you want to go, Mike?
Oh, we're going to start with IMUS.
Oh, see,
I guess.
Okay, so it's not good enough for Mike to start in with the Bulldogs, but you can start in with the IMUS.
That's correct. Because when I go through
it, is this?
Well,
no,
that's debatable.
Show, apparently,
4-0. Yeah, apparently,
Mr.
4-0.
That's correct.
Big balls.
All right, well, let's go into that because, you know, all right. Cooch is right across the table from you here.
Was 135.8 to 98.3. I am now 4-0, and Pinnacle 4 is now 1-3 for P4.
Got off to a good start, Mike, or Cooch.
Go Michael Thomas.
Oh.
Says injuries have derailed their season.
Oh, man.
Underperforming running backs also. And he should trade for a quarterback, trade one of his quarterbacks for a running back. In my perceptive
estimated opinion?
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
Estimated
Cooch is the owner of this team. You should let him say what he wants, what he thinks is wrong with it.
But he has too many injuries. My first pick was a disaster.
Who was that?
Michael Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take the hit for that.
Did the phone call.
There was a phone call like 10 minutes before the draft. And
from China.
My partner.
From China.
From China.
From Wuhan.
From Vince.
Was it Wuhan?
It wasn't Wuhan. He
I don't know about that.
He's in the mountains. He's all right.
I'm still convinced. That's another podcast. That's another conspiracy podcast. I'm on the record for saying that this virus may have come from Vince Wartlift.
Whoa.
I wouldn't be shocked. I love the guy. He's great. I love him.
I'm just.
He can't.
If there was ever a man made
for
Ground Zero, it was
phone
him,
call.
Man.
No, no. It wasn't like, hey, do you want?
He gave you a direct.
He wanted Thomas.
Wow.
And I love Thomas, but you know.
He made you.
I had Dalvin Cook. And
well,
come
you were
out
on.
Right there.
You were on the stage. I mean, you could have just beat.
I could have, but
yeah.
I let
That's
it go.
That's the kind of partner you are.
Yeah, that hurt, yeah came back and hurt. And you know what, though? We've had a lot of injuries. Our second one was Eckler.
Eckler, yeah. Who's your third?
Kittle.
Who's your fourth?
Drake. I kept Drake.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Are definitely walking wounded, but that's for sure.
I got a lot of injuries. You know, Lazard's on IR. John Brown got hurt when I had him in.
Zach Moss.
You know, Zach Moss. Yeah, I thought he would.
Holy hell.
They hyped him up.
The good thing is that you were out of the elimination pool, not this week, but the week before. So
yeah.
All right, you still scored 98 points. You know, it wasn't a blowout, Steve. Mike, where do you want to go next?
Maybe you should hire Yingsty as a consultant for your team.
That work? Who? Yeah, who? He pulled in. Who did that last?
Was
oh, that was
Orson?
Sniper. Yeah, snipers. That didn't work out
too
well.
He won one game. Was it two? Maybe.
Tony
well,
Romo.
Three at the
yeah.
most.
Oh man. Well.
The next game I have is the the high score of the week, the big TDs with 189.85 over.
Oh yeah. That's
the
oh
Bada Bing.
Yeah.
The Bada Bing, who had 150, and they scored 68 points from Prescott, and just their tight end got 33. So they had two players score 102 points, and
hey.
The other seven had 48.
Wow. Well,
Esterly would say this is
Bing,
one person.
Say, the
team.
Bing still
what
put up 150 points though, and
what
in a losing
Tim
effort.
Say? What the hell would what?
Number one, hey, why do you always? Let me ask you this right now, since we're talking about this.
Yes,
why
sir.
Do you call him Tim?
I don't know, because I can never think of his name. So
Tom. That's the reason why?
Tom, Tim.
So that was, that's.
Are you sure?
That's the only reason you call him Tim?
Just to make him feel inconsequential, like he's, nobody knows
so
his
it's
name.
A mind game.
Yeah, I try to get, obviously I've gotten to him because.
You've gotten in a lot of people's minds,
yeah,
that's for sure. In fact, every team in this league thinks one thing or another of you.
You're an asshole.
Sure. Thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, Mike, I want to bring out one thing before we move on much further. I want to point out that we both took Pinnacle 4 to win last week, even you to beat yourself, but we were both wrong.
Well, that is correct. When I handed in the text to you saying that I picked P4, at that point, you know, I don't have McCaffrey, my first pick. My second-round pick, Carson, had his leg alligator rolled over, didn't think he was playing. Third round pick Taylor, so I had Taylor, that's great. Fourth, Chark, he wasn't supposed to play. And my fifth round pick, Smith-Schuster, he's on a bye. So I had one
so you're
of
saying
my top six picks.
You're saying you shouldn't have won last week, but you did anyway.
Weak.
Yeah, all right. So but we both picked the big titties to win too, so we you want to go on to a different game? I mean, other than Joel, I mean, he scored a Prescott's just
no. I'd still like to.
He's lights out.
At this point, Prescott has been the biggest surprise of the fantasy world, don't you think? This year,
absolutely MVP Prescott.
Well, I mean,
Josh Allen.
Well, Wilson's doing pretty well too.
Oh my God, Wilson's kicking ass.
Well, it sounds like they're all quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's. Let's not get Tom started.
I do also have here for Bing, because I like to say things over and over, that he still has old running backs. You know, Gurley and David Johnson. So
well, he didn't start these guys, did he? Oh, he started Johnson, but I mean, he has that. Jacobs is pretty young. I thought. Well, he didn't do
Jacobs
much.
Jacobs is young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's young.
That's all right, true. Mike, which game do you want to go on to now?
All right, why don't we move on here, Troy? I think we should move on to the next game.
I think we should keep talking about the big TDs and their victory.
It's time to move on. We have bailing out, getting their first win with 97 points against DFW, who had 57.
Wow. What a game, huh?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's
what did you say about this game?
I say he still has no running backs, and he started two tight ends, Ernst and Gesicki, who had a combined 4.4 points.
I think he should drop his whole team and redraft with three.
Hey, which team are you talking about? DFW?
Yeah, DFW.
Okay.
Dallas,
yeah, because
Fort Worth.
Yeah, I mean, all right, they're both 1-3 now, but let's face it, Dallas-Fort Worth is kind of, I mean, they were just, if Metcalf and Ryan don't do anything, that team is not doing anything.
Yeah.
And Hopkins too, right?
On
I mean,
bench.
Yeah.
I mean that might. If I have a feeling that the 57 points, that's the lowest we've had in probably
in a decade.
We haven't had a 57 point game in probably 10 years. You're right.
I'm sure we have.
We
I don't think we have. Oh wait. No.
I think there was a zero score 1 year first
that
game
was
of
a
the
long
year.
Time ago.
That was more than 10 years, Jerry.
Was it 10?
It was more than 10.
That
feels
was a
like
very
it was
long
yesterday.
Time.
That was so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing that you can't rely on a partner
well,
to put
I
a fucking lineup in.
If I remember correctly, you two have.
That might have been the end of Vines.
Huh? You guys were equally embarrassing.
Partnership.
I always found you equally embarrassing, if it makes you feel any better, Mike.
Thank you, Troy.
All right.
I do feel better.
That was only when we were drinking. Only when we were drinking.
I remember it fondly when you guys had to pull that forfeit in there. Only forfeit in BCFL history. It could only happen on week one. I mean, I don't even know. I mean,
I think I was on my honeymoon or
yeah,
something.
You were away.
Well, at least he had an excuse. What was yours, Jerry?
I was on my honeymoon as well.
Oh, okay. All right, Mike. Well, we both picked actually, you know what? I picked the FW to win this game last week. I had a rough week. Rough week all around.
You're 2-2, Troy. Don't get too hard.
No, I'm talking
yourself.
About my picks and everything else. The picks weren't good. You picked Balin.
You still look good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
It's probably the Lions' head. It's the Lions' head.
It's only on the outside, though, you know. Hey.
That takes the Lions' head.
Oh, that's right. Hey, what am I doing? Hold on, guys. We're 12 minutes into this podcast, and I haven't mentioned our the BCFL podcast sponsorship is Lions' Head Beer.
I'm partaking in a Lion's Head Indian Pale Ale, and it is
Indian Pale Ale, Mike.
Yes, India.
Let me read the stats on the Lion's Head IPA, otherwise known as India Pale Ale, is an American style India Pale Ale. The brewing process calls for the use of a quarter ton of hops, which balances the malt sweetness.
I think they used a half.
There's a bright citrus cascade hop aroma and ease and drinkability that will make you come back for more. This style is your everyday IPA,
it's
Mike.
It's making me want to come back already.
After those, all right, now let's
I think
move
I'm
going to
start drinking again.
No, don't do
because
it,
because of this Lion's
Head. Don't.
It's so tempting.
Don't lose your sobriety on a Lion's Head. God damn it. If you
I'm
do
thirsty.
That, if you lose your sobriety on a Lion's Head, I'm going to kick your ass.
Steve's drooling right
do
now.
It on a, you know, do it on a Woodford
beer.
Reserve.
No, don't do it.
Drop
what the hell
it.
Do you mean do it on a...
I'm just saying, if he's going to do it on something
no,
that better than a Lion's
Head.
Even though
it.
I love our sponsor. I love my sponsor. I mean, I'm having a great, I'm having one right now. I'm having a, actually, look, hold on. I'm having a Lion's Head Light. A new look, same great taste.
Wow.
Lion's Head Light is brewed with premium American malt and hops. The flagship Pilsner has a pale straw color and subtle sweet aroma. With an ease of drinkability paired with a refreshing finish. Please remember to roar responsibly.
Roar.
Jesus Christ, I want
right.
to get a case of that shit
they,
right now.
You want to dive in?
We're into the Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm. Speaking of
against
Lions
the
Head.
Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. Well, feeling really, like I said, I'm feeling really low.
Brothers Grimm is 3-1, destroying their division. They're a bunch of pathetic losers in that division. Which
we're bad.
Oh, is that you, Steve?
Yeah, you knew that, too.
I was unaware
of
you. Mm. So it looks like one half of the AFC is decided. So Brothers Grimm. The other division.
It was a great, it was a good shellacking for sure. I don't think I was ever in this game, not once. I mean, I had, I think, 7 1 o'clock starters, and when I had looked up at 1:30, I had maybe 20 points. I knew this game was over, and it was done. I mean, and then Rodgers just, Jesus.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Did you usually draft Rodgers, Troy? What happened?
No, I haven't for a long, for a while. I'd love to, but I got criticized so. So cruelly last time that I try to stay away from.
I think he dropped the ball this year. He's MVP. Maybe he can make a trade for
him. It's another quarterback MVP.
Who do you got? Russ Wilson?
Yes, I do.
Do
well,
the swap.
Imus, you took the Grimm. I took the Bulldogs. So, again, you're doing all right. Well, I mean, I haven't.
Who did I take?
You took the Brothers Grimm, and you were right.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think there's much more to talk about here other than I have to give up my flag. I've had his flag for the last year, so now I have to give it back, which I hate doing. I give him my flag and give him his back. So
I do want to say I believe they shot their load this week, and when they take me on in week 5, I kind of predict Brothers Grimm are going to have the lowest scoring, and it's going to be eliminated from the elimination pool because he does not have Rodgers or Aaron Jones.
Well, that week
or Julio Jones.
What do we got left this week? Week 4, Mike. What's your next one?
Hey, listen.
He hasn't done shit.
All right. We have
got Dalvin Cook.
Well, yeah, that's a bold statement.
We have
Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers on the bench.
Didn't say it wasn't a fucking bold statement, Jerry.
Bold.
I can't wait till we get to this discussion afterwards. This is going to be fun.
All right. What's your next game?
We're at the B team against the Reapers.
What a close game. Closest game of the week. I mean, really good game. And B-team's got to be a little upset. This one got away from them. They could have. They would have had.
Score?
It was 118 to 121. Three-point game. And the B-team had.
118.9, so it was like 2.1.
The wide receiver from New Orleans, Smith, had 20 on the bench, and that really must have really killed the B team there.
If they have a good quarterback instead of starting Breeze, they'd probably win. But between Breeze and Baker.
Well, you called that a few weeks ago.
They still suck, and they're still on his team. He's got a solid
team. I
got to
give you credit.
If he could pick up, like.
You're saying that all this talk about the quarterbacks, you're saying the quarterbacks are what's holding back the B team.
Absolutely. The rest of his team is solid.
Why doesn't he make a trade?
Nobody makes a trade in this league. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean Ed's out there?
Huh? I tried Ed. Ed. I tried to give him one yesterday.
Oh.
He turned me down. I wanted
Ed
to give
turned
him
a trade
Sanders
down?
Sanders and ODB for Ridley, who has no Julio Jones and has a bad ankle. And
Sanders? Is that what you
Miles
said?
Miles Sanders.
Yeah, Miles Sanders.
Wow, and he turned that down.
For Ridley and Hilaire, who hasn't scored a touchdown since game one.
You
left,
you tried
you
to
left
get Hilaire
fucking
out.
That part out.
Yeah, okay.
What the shit?
Well, you know, Ed
Hilaire
must be.
Hilaire hasn't done shit. And you know, but you know what he came back with.
And why do you want him if he didn't do shit?
Because I'm looking for the future. The future. Ed's 1-3. He needs a fucking miracle. All right, I'm trying to throw him a lifeline, and he just throws it back in my face.
Well, I've heard some shit in my time.
You know what I mean?
You're trying to help. You're trying
you
to help
what,
him out.
But you know what the bottom line is?
Oh my God.
He comes back with the trade for Ridley, for fucking Kamara.
I'll
it's
tell
like,
you what.
What the
all
hell?
You had to do, you know,
what
you
kind of shit
you went
is
to
that?
The well. You went to the well one week before because if Ed goes 1-4, I guarantee
you
he's
going
to.
You know what? He blew his free agent load. I think he's pretty much this is it for him. If he don't win this week, I don't know.
Well, that was a close game.
I think Kamara's the top running back in the league. No question.
Well,
no, I agree with that.
That's a bold statement.
I mean, if Henry ever plays again, maybe.
Who the hell drafted him?
He might be
a genius
in the MVP running.
There was, I'd say, 7 teams I consider losers because they all passed on Kamara when they should have taken him.
Yeah.
I'm a winner.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the B team, we both picked the B team, Mike.
Oh, good.
So Esterly came out with a good quality win. He needed to get on the board. If he didn't get on the board this week, he was in serious trouble. So he did what he had to do. B B-team took the first loss of the season. Still a good team, still quality. We'll see what it comes down to.
That division is incredible, by the way. One of those three teams between the B-team, the Mighty Heroes, and who's the other one?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
The big
the freaking champion.
One of those three is not going to be in the playoffs. And
that's a shame.
Yep, that's too bad.
That's a shame. What's the other game we got, Mike?
The last game we have were the Heroes and the Midnight Snipers.
Heroes and Snipers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Heroes squeaked.
I don't think this game was really
by
much of a game at
145.9 all. 145.9 to 82.45. And the Snipers are eliminated from the elimination tournament with that low score.
That's a tough one there.
They had two players, the Snipers, over 8.7 points.
That's it?
Yep. Maybe Yanks should go back to Orson. Sorry, Steve.
Wow. Now the Heroes only got 45 points for Mixon.
Yeah, he was just complaining about Mixon last week when he called in when Hardy subbed in for you. And he came in for a little bit. And hold on, Mike. I'm going to do one thing here.
I did enjoy last week. I thought Hardy.
That?
Yes.
That was a pumpkin. This is a pumpkin, Lion's Head Pumpkin Ale. This ought to be interesting.
You're like four beers deep already, Troy. Why don't you just pace yourself?
Like
here?
I said, I'm having a rough week.
Keep drinking. Wednesday.
I'm having a really rough week.
You're in your house, man. Come on.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be a sloppy podcast by the end. I've witnessed this before.
Podcast.
Well, we took, let's see, we both took the... We both took the Snipers on this, Mike, and we both took a loss. So last week, you were 3-3 last week.
Okay.
I was 1-5.
Oh.
I was 5-1 the week before. Came back with just as bad an effort this week. So,
okay.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up week four. Not a. Well, we got through it. We had a scare there. Obviously, the Titans didn't play last week. I went into that game and I didn't have Derrick Henry and I didn't even know what was going to happen. We almost lost it with the Chiefs and the Patriots were also moved back. So we dodged a bullet week four. We got through it. Here we are again this week.
I would like to ask Jerry a question. So
yes, go ahead.
So if
go ahead.
If Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, who's your quarterback,
yes.
I assume.
Yes.
If you're not sure if they're going to play,
yes.
You just are like saying, F it. Everybody on that team should get zeros or a backup. And you think a backup is a terrible idea?
Is this a hypothetical situation you're talking about?
Well, it could very possibly, yes.
So you're saying what happened last week
that
with that?
Yeah.
No, that whole thing was
my answer the question. If you think your quarterback play,
let me look at my.
Do you think
my team? I would put Teddy Bridgewater in if Lamar Jackson didn't play.
Right. If he wouldn't play.
Right.
So, what if?
Do you
disagree with having a backup plan? You wouldn't want Jackson if the game would have played.
Well, I wasn't saying anything either way. I was just
so you were just trying
comments.
To be
no,
stir the
no,
fucking pot.
Are we
let
talking
me
about
finish.
We talking about what down Sunday morning when
I let
was
me finish.
I was coming back from a trip.
No, I was listening or I was reading the comments and
Jerry's
everybody was bitching about changing things and I think Ed said, no, you should draft the whole team, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't have to make any changes. And then Carter's like, I'm fine with it. You're not going to hear me bitching. You know, we just roll with what we got. And the next thing you know, they're jumping on the bandwagon because we came up with this, you know, backup plan. It's like, well, shit, you're just saying you're good. So keep the guys that you have.
Well, the commissioner was out of pocket. And
I
couldn't.
I thought I was bitching about.
All right.
Was, you know, everybody's know we don't need any changes, and the next thing you know, they're the first two to jump on.
I felt like that was the
wasn't
fairest.
A personal attack.
I felt that it was
it
the
wasn't?
Fairest process under those circumstances.
Listen, that wasn't a personal attack. I don't do backhanded personal attacks. If I don't like you, I'm just going to tell you. Like I told you, you suck my dick.
Whoa!
Whoa, wait, hey.
Hey!
We got young kids out there listening to this podcast.
Oh, jeez.
I'm always in my nutsack.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I thought I could go R, a hard R on here.
No, you can. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Do your thing, Jerry.
Good.
A hard
I love.
Did you hard say a hard oral?
Hard oral R, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
R.
What that meant.
I was going to do a hard R.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
I'm sorry, kids. I'm not a role model.
No.
I'm sorry if I offended
He just
anybody.
Plays well on TV.
I don't know. I was out of, like I said, I was out of, I couldn't, I was away, and I really didn't hear what was going on. And I really did. Minute had to convince me to do it. I was just going to let it go the same way, but.
I don't know.
You weren't going to make a decision, and people were waiting for you to make a decision.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know why?
No, I don't know why.
Tell us, Troy. Tell us. What goes on in the mind of the commissioner?
You know what? I'm going to say that for another podcast.
I see the mouse spinning the wheel there. It is.
This is why we're here. One third of the league is here. Tell us.
Quorum. We're a quorum.
Let's hear it.
I don't know. I think that... I think that any decision that I make is going to be attacked with dumb grenades or, attack.
Incoming.
Yeah. So it becomes very difficult to throw something out there. Any kind of solution becomes unmanageable immediately because it's not about what's good for the league.
In hindsight, I think everything went fine.
You can say that in hindsight.
Other than Jerry.
You can say
here.
That in hindsight every decision,
Listen,
but every decision.
You got to stop taking things personal. I said that Who's wasn't
that?
An attack on your... solution to the issue. That was the attack on the other two knuckleheads.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, okay.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I'm letting the mouse go in there and, you know, run around in there and get that wheel moving.
Okay.
Get your
well,
brain.
Thanks. What am I?
I love you like, you know, like a brother. Relax.
I
was just
I just think that as Carter. Commissioner's decisions become unmanageable the longer this goes on. Because it's not.
I think you need a co-commish. Which
it's not
would
about
be
the. It's not about the best thing for the league. It's what. It's what. I know. It's the first owner that's going to try to. You're trying to. Everyone's trying to tear it apart before it can. Get the work.
Troy, you gotta relax, buddy. Nobody's here to tear you down. Nobody wants to bust your balls. Well, I want to bust.
I'm
your
30
balls.
Years in. I know exactly how this league works, dude.
Yeah,
don't you? Don't think for a second.
Don't
I don't
take
know how
this it personally.
Works.
You know, we're just.
I'm not taking
balls.
It personally.
Yeah.
No. I'm not. I'm just. Hey, I'm just trying to
like
keep
Tom
the
said,
league going.
Tim, I mean, not Tom. Tim, like Tim said. It's just, you know, it's fantasy football. We bust
I
balls.
I get
and
that.
Bitch.
I get that. I'm just trying to keep the league rolling along. I'm trying to keep the
you're doing a
great
gates,
job. Gates at a minimum. It's not all fun and games at the top. Someone has to keep this like going and having real solutions, real, you know, because at the end
I
of the day,
I think it's time for a change, Biden.
At the end of the day, I mean, there's money at stake here. There's a lot of money
I
at
know,
stake.
Exactly.
There's you know, there's keepers at stake. There's integrity of the league at stake. More importantly. People are playing for money, and it's a lot of money. And you know,
anybody
I've always
hot?
Thought that I was always playing
yeah,
for the cup, but we're also playing for the cup.
This mask I'm wearing is making me hot.
I opened the window in the studio, okay. But
my pants are coming off next.
I feel like I'm at the draft at that hotel.
So yeah, we just try. Oh, that was horrible. But
it's not a lot of money, okay? Everybody has.
Well,
everybody has a decent job.
I agree with
they
you.
They got the money.
You won't hear any complaints from me there, Cooch.
Okay, it's not, it's, you know. Let's just keep it rolling. That's my, whatever you want to
yeah,
do.
You're all about rolling things. We know. Let's go.
I agree.
Man.
I mean, no, I agree. It's. I don't think it's about the money.
I got a doobie in the car.
Jesus.
Well, I don't have the gummies. I gave them out.
Oh,
but
man.
Let's, you know, all right,
hey,
listen,
preview. Preview for week 5.
Yeah, Mike's got. Hey, Mike, you know,
somebody's got to keep this thing on the track.
Mike is constantly taking over my. He's taking over
know,
my show constantly.
I noticed
Did you
that.
Notice that?
Yeah, he just tries to, you know, talk
you
over you all the time.
Well, we can go
Hold
back
on.
After
what
we
happened?
Finish our business. We can go back and.
All right. Well, let's talk
about the previews.
Yeah, there might
we
not.
We got other issues here.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, Cooch. Because let's not even go in the week 5 previews. Let's talk about what might happen. We might even. Here's the bottom line. We might not even get into week 5.
Yeah,
let's get the elephant out of the, you know, in the room here and
let's talk about it.
All right, so let's go. NFL, our
COVID-19.
COVID strikes Tennessee again. Tennessee hasn't played last week. That was supposed to be their bye. Here we are, week five. Tennessee, the Tennessee game on Sunday. Who are they playing? Do you guys know?
The Bills.
It's in danger of being postponed again. And if that happens, then it completely upsets the balance of what is fantasy football, because now, I mean, I got Derrick Henry. I mean,
you would
Tannehill is P4's freaking keeper.
Should have took Kamara.
No, it's a bailing out.
I'm sorry.
Bailing out's
keeper. And, you know, at this point, if they would go two games postponed, there goes the competitive balance, and there goes the season, in my opinion. Now, you brought up some good ideas, Mike. I like what you brought up earlier on the text that went to the league. There were some options, but there's a lot of owners out there that feel that, you know, this is just more and more and more. I get why you're trying to save it. You're 4-0. Perhaps you see your team is there's a lot of people who think, well, you're 4-0. This might be your season to win your cup. I hope it's not that, but I'm saying it's going to become more and more unmanageable. We really got to keep our fingers crossed.
I believe that most likely in the next 3 weeks, this will happen again, where if we get past this week and Tennessee does play, it most likely there's going to be another situation after the team already has taken a bye, like, you know, or something. And I was just trying to think of situations that we could possibly use that could only probably be for 1 week, where you could do double headers or something.
That's going to be a tough sell. I got to be honest.
Well, no. What
are the other two owners here think about double? Let's go one at a time here. What do you think about double headers?
I would agree on it if it's to keep the league going. Pinnacle 4 is 1-3. We ain't winning shit, okay? And I'm still.
You could win the first pick in the draft.
Maybe second or third.
I just want to point out one thing
sure
here.
We'll
I just want to point out.
Hopkins next year.
I just want to point out one thing. Cooch and Jerry are both wearing masks because they're sharing the same microphone. So if Cooch sounds a little muffled, that's the reason. So go ahead. Sorry, cut you off.
Well, I think even though we're 1-3, I've seen some of the texts. I couldn't text on the group text for some reason. It wouldn't send. Anyways. And some people made comments. I think it was offhand joking around that the 1-3 teams or the teams under 500 that are having bad years might vote against it just to kill the
I'm
1-3. I think it was a joke too. But I'm 1-3. I
don't think anybody's going to vote against it to if it's a manageable solution.
If we can manage it.
Obviously, it's something we want to keep going. But if it becomes unmanageable,
I would agree on bailing on the league. I hope
we're
going
to have to do something.
It would be a great thing if we can finish the league during this.
Well, we're only in week five.
2020. If we can get this league to where we can actually finish, that would be great.
I'm sure the whole NFL is hoping to get their season in. And, you know, I know Hardy says file the NFL. I don't know if he's grasping the point that, you know, the Titans are going to have two byes.
I think they're not playing. That would be my opinion. Although
It's only Wednesday. And
they could push it back. Well, see, they can't really push it back.
Why?
Because the Bills play next Thursday.
Oh, my
against
God.
Kansas
you're
City.
Kidding. So they can't even move it to Monday.
Unless they.
Well, what I was hearing was that they, because of this shit that the Tennessee players got more when they're supposed to be.
Lion's head.
But supposedly Tennessee was supposed to be under strict guidelines with this COVID shit, and it's because more players got it. Now the NFL is sending a team in to investigate on what the hell these guys were doing that they got it.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear this.
And if they find out some shady shit went down, that they might even actually have Tennessee forfeit the game and take an L.
Whoa. Where did you hear this?
It was on one of the sports.
So that would solve the NFL's issue with the whole scheduling bye thing, but it would screw.
Sounds like Tennessee's players wouldn't be used this week.
Yeah, they're busting. The NFL is busting down, supposedly, on this whole thing. So it looks like Derrick Henry probably won't.
Luckily,
be
I got
DFW today.
On my calendar.
Which you can win without any running backs.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Scott, we love you out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
man.
We love you.
We love
hey
you.
Man.
We want you back next year.
Yeah.
You and Orson, we want you guys back.
Oh, wow. So I did not hear that. Wow, so...
Well, they want to find out how what the hell these guys are doing and how.
No, I get that, but I mean, there's been other some other. Well, I mean, the other teams haven't had it spread amongst the. There's been like one player's got it, and they've gone on the IR.
On that thing with that some charity event, and all of the players are there with no masks.
Yeah.
On, and now a Raiders guy got it, so supposedly NFL wants to set up cameras at all the training or the camps or the. The practice field and make sure everybody's wearing a mask. And I mean, they're because they don't apparently NFL is not going to cancel a season, they
no.
will do everything
they may.
Oh, yeah, they have
not
to
play the Super Bowl until March,
yeah,
but they have whatever they can do to keep
I
moving
mean,
stuff back.
But I also think they are very, I also think they know where their bread is buttered, and I think they know that the fantasy leagues out there and all the people they are trying to make sure. They have to cater. You know, the NFL's viewership went up like 40% when fantasy football took off.
Yeah, if
so
it wasn't for fantasy football,
yeah,
the NFL would be.
That's what I'm
shit.
Saying. So they have to be look. There has to be people in the NFL, top brass, saying we got to make sure these leagues keep going. Because there was a bunch of owners that on a different text today that told me that if the BCFFL cancels their season, as far as the NFL is concerned, they could care less. They're not even going to watch any games. Now, there must be a lot of – there's a ton of ownership.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Raiders fan. I know all about that.
How many people are
going to
turn
–
how many
would,
people are going to turn
I
off
even watch.
The NFL as soon as fantasy football becomes unmanageable? Tons.
Right here, buddy. Right here.
They have this thing called daily fantasy where you only use the players that play during that
yeah.
week. And, you know –
nobody does – I mean, not on a grand – nobody does it on a grand scale, Mike. Those are the
you
those
are
freaks.
Out of touch, Troy.
You know what? I might
touch.
Be out of touch, but –
that was a good song. I think Hall & Oates, didn't they have an Out of Touch song?
That was
yeah, Out of
all
Touch.
All right, let's Jerry, you
can
we
pull
we
that up
Jerry,
on
you
the
know,
computer.
I gotta bring you. Yeah, I'm
I
gonna save you
song.
For the non-season or the non-football season podcast, man.
Thank you.
I'm telling you,
I'll be here. But
I don't want
them. Oh, you
I
know what?
I don't want
the other
anymore.
The other
but
thing was that the NFL.
I'm telling you, this guy's a good goat. A good guest.
The NFL, my
goat.
Did I say? Well,
you call me a goat.
I almost said
what
ghost.
The?
I mean, I was
oh
in Gettysburg this past
weekend.
I'm ghost thinking of
ghost. Is better. But, yeah, the NFL, they said they might even take 2 weeks off and just to get all these freaking people.
Wait, that's so another conspiracy. Are you saying that the NFL might say stop 2 weeks and say let's reset
yeah.
this thing and move?
And
well, that would work for us.
They said they that might just work. Suspend operations
so
for 2 weeks.
So why don't
weeks.
We just table all this discussion?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Well, for what?
Well, until we need to talk.
Well, why
about
don't you
it.
Talk about your possible solutions? Couple the,
yeah,
a couple
what
of them.
What do you think?
A couple of them were kind of interesting. If
it was
if
the only two this? Solutions that I
was it only two
came up with was either
we could
we don't play for a whole week
because we still have week 17 we could play with
that we could
we
that we could we still have all the regular. Play
yeah,
one
we
person.
Yeah, you're right.
Of a
we could
header.
Actually we could move our week 5 back to week 6, right?
Right, or whatever week this would happen in the future.
Well, it might happen this weekend. Is what I'm saying. If
right.
So we do have week 17 to play with.
That's a possibility.
Because we don't do anything on week
or
17.
Or we do a double header.
Yeah, the season's done.
We skip this week and do a double header. So that we still finish on week 16.
We do a double header across the whole board. Let's talk about the
whoever
let's
you would
talk
play
about what the doubleheader means.
All right, the doubleheader would mean if we don't play this coming week, week 5.
You play both teams.
You say
one roster, you play two teams, am I wrong or right?
Right. One roster,
okay.
You would be playing whoever you're playing week 9 and you're also playing week we should pull
man, that means if you have a bad week you're
you
going to lose both games.
Right. And you should pull
right.
the.
That's it.
You should pull the weeks.
Hope that one of those teams.
I mean,
the
you
worst.
Could say that the other way around too. If we have a great week, you win both. But I'm worried about having laying an egg. And
well, you would have to pull the week out of a hat, because it wouldn't be fair to look and say, "Oh, Kansas City's got a bye week."
We can't do anything out of a hat. There's no way we can do any. We can't manage anything.
Yeah, you can.
No, there's only one draft a year. There's only one time a year that all 12 people can vote and do anything together. I'm telling you.
But if you say, all right, we're going to do it week 8, and people look at the roster and go, oh, shit, I'm missing my quarterback week 8 because they're on bye.
You're saying if we cancel week 5, we use that bingo roll and we say, okay, we're going to have the doubleheader on week. It comes out
whatever it would be,
9.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So everyone knows ahead of time that it's completely random.
Yeah, okay. That's all I was saying.
All right, now that makes sense. I get that. I totally understand what you're saying now. Well,
you would need agreement before
we cancel week 5?
If the NFL comes out and says the Titans can't play this week.
Well, why can't we just do what we did last week?
Because this will be too.
Because Titans already had
buys.
Their bye. Last week was a Titans bye.
If that sucks for the Titans.
Yeah.
Dude, we have teams that have plenty. We have teams that have Tennessee Titans on their roster, dude.
I know.
That it wouldn't
yeah,
be
listen,
fair.
I'm just telling you
it
right now, if Deshaun
fair.
Watson was in, if I have Deshaun Watson, quarterback.
And it's not just
if
about.
The same thing happened to him,
hold
I
on.
Start another quarterback.
Hold on, it's not just about Tennessee, because now you're not starting a Bills roster either.
Yeah, who has Bills on their team?
Well, how many Bills? You know, you got two.
But still, it would be the Bills' bye, unless they do the forfeit thing.
I don't think you cancel a week for one game. That's my opinion.
It might be two games canceled, but
that New England game might be a little off, too. So.
What New England game?
There's three positives in
New England. Oh, so you're saying it's potential New England might
New
be
England,
moved
yeah,
back to New England.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Who are they playing? Denver. Denver.
Sure.
And then there's the Raiders game because that one dude with the Raiders got it. So the Raiders game with
all
Kansas
right.
City.
So I think
so
we
just
cover
have
it
to wait.
When,
yeah.
when it if and when it occurs. And
yeah.
We send out a group text. Do you want to do this or this? Do you want to
group text? I mean, is that's the way they really do it? I mean, I don't even know if shit.
Or we could just go to change the scoring to a points only. Highest points at the end of the year wins it.
If it comes down to a voting mechanism at this point, I mean, we gotta lower from. This is just me saying this. This is just something from a commissioner's point of view. I don't think a group text and everybody is going to be able to give their feedback and vote quick enough to make this decision.
Or a Zoom.
A Zoom. Any kind of. Even though it's 2020 and all the electronic communications that we have today, I just don't think that we'll be able to get everybody's vote back in time. I think we should almost have
I'm
like.
I'm pretty sure.
What would you guys? What would? And I'm not saying this. What would you guys think about if we have like the original owners like Hardy, Joel, Minnick? They all represent all the both conferences. I don't even have to have a say in it. Maybe if the three original owners minus the commissioner. And so it's an odd vote. So you know that way we're guaranteed a decision one way or another. If it comes down to it, rather than trying to present this to the entire league every time something like this comes up, and it becomes so. Trust me, I know after 30 years in, it becomes almost impossible to get 12 votes in a short period of time, whether it's Zoom, email, anything. What do you guys think about the original
people
owners?
People that don't vote, and then you just go with the people that vote.
But if it's streamlined, three guys, original owners.
Nah,
I mean,
I don't want other people deciding the fate of the league. I don't want three people.
And
this
the
is the original owners we're talking about.
I don't even know what that means.
I'll tell you exactly what it means.
Just get 12 votes. 12 votes.
You'll get 12 because this is during
the
season. What
the hell you don't know? What do you know? What you don't know what it means?
We don't care. We're not original owners.
Who the hell
gives a shit?
So
yeah,
it's during
owners.
The league, Troy. So during the league, people are paying attention to what's going on. So if we send out a group text,
it's fucking bullshit,
or put something on there, it would happen to. Like I said, let's not worry about
honorary
it
host.
Until it happens.
Is that Lions?
This happens every week.
Lions
he gets
head?
All rowdy, and we're almost at a slugfest by the end.
There's all different kinds of colored cans. I mean,
how about that Week 5 preview, Troy? You ready for the Week 5 preview?
Somebody hide that
no.
goddamn pumpkin
no,
ale
no,
from
no,
Troy.
No.
It's getting them all randy.
No, I just think that we streamline this decision-making process.
Let's wait a couple days.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, if it comes down to, and we got to streamline some things, you guys might have to accept it.
Yep.
I don't like this.
You know
what? I don't like where this is going.
It doesn't matter what you think, Jerry.
This sounds like
this
a mutiny.
This is the goddamn commissioner talking.
It sounds like the goddamn original
owners
are taking over
the league. If
you don't
like it, get out. Sell the team.
There's no
How much is
there's
it
no
worth?
Taking over the league.
Yeah, anyhow. I have a good team.
This is Troy. You need me to take control.
Troy's getting emotional.
No. I'm good.
Get another pumpkin ale. Go grab a pumpkin ale.
But well, I got a lion's head light right now. I might.
No wonder you're angry. Get a pumpkin.
All right, I'll get a pumpkin, Jerry. Can you smell it?
I can smell it. I can taste it.
Those. So I guess we will table it. We'll table it. What will
and ultimately
it's Wednesday at 6:44. I mean,
ultimately, yeah. It is the commissioner's decision
well,
on what happened.
Is it? Thank you very much. Thank you for somebody stating the goddamn obvious here.
Great job, but you know, this is something.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you speak it
for?
Yeah.
Speak into that. Thing.
Can you repeat
I'm not
that?
Speaking into the mic or what?
You are.
I think you're doing a heck of a job, Troy. Troy, listen, you're doing a great job, okay? Don't get all pissed off.
I'm not pissed.
Just because people are getting ornery, you know.
Jerry, you need to
this
leave.
This is 2020. It's a shitty fucking year. So we'll get
through
it.
I have been trying to prepare
and
to leave.
For some reason, the league cannot go. It'll survive. We'll be back next year.
I've been trying. Yeah, I appreciate those words, Steve.
My publicist said there will be cheese and crackers here with some caviar. I see nothing.
Oh,
are we doing the previews or what? Let's do the previews.
Where are we going, Troy?
Oh, hey.
Okay. Do you want to? Do you have? Do we have any?
You know, and one more thing. I was reading something about the players that.
You know, I think you think he's a co-host.
Your guys
well,
are good. Off. That if you wanted to use the average points. That your player is averaging right now, and put that in. You know,
outside the box sounds
hard to manage on CBS, but
we can take
hard
that.
To manage.
You know, well, I mean, you know, like you have Henry. If he doesn't play this week, you take his average points for the
first
whatever he played, and then that's what
three
he gets.
Weeks.
Jesus. All right. Yeah, that's a possibility.
So I was just
too.
Reading. You know, that's not my idea. It's somebody else's.
Well, that's the other thing. I
Dad,
think
if you have a good guy that's doing.
I listen
well,
to
either
about
that, or we
it.
Just, you know,
that's
we could just say, you know,
opinion.
F it, and you know,
it,
we go with the rosters, and you know, I got my backups, and I mean, because
ultimately,
there might be more games week 14, 13. We don't know
if something actually comes
Deion
out.
Deion Lewis is up for trade, by the way.
Very helpful. Very
let's
helpful.
See what happens.
Cut
you
know. Their fucking mics.
Yeah,
I'm done
it's
with this shit.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to say, by the way, before
I forget.
Oh, my
God, Mike. What do you think about this, Mike? This might be the quick. No, what?
That was a good intro tonight for Eddie Van Halen.
You know what? Let's give him 2 minutes to talk about that, Jerry. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, we were going to
bypass that.
You
know, why don't you being the oldest one here and probably
Jesus
the.
Jesus Christ.
Probably the one that has the most memories of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, I remember them playing at Woodstock.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite? What's your favorite Eddie Van Halen memory?
Jimi Hendrix.
What's your favorite Eddie? When you did you guys go to high school together or what?
I have a David Lee Roth.
I used to babysit
memory.
Him. I used to babysit.
Were you two
Eddie
high schools of friends?
And then I introduced them to Valerie Bertinelli, and they got married.
Oh, you tag team?
Yeah. Hey, easy. Whoa.
No. I mean, when you went to high school, you were tagged.
What the hell? Where's
Troy?
This going?
I have a story.
Hold on. All right, so
I know we saw.
Can we keep
them.
On topic
I
for 30 seconds? Can we talk about Eddie Van Halen? Go ahead, Jerry, please.
Well, he was the greatest guitarist ever. I mean,
are
you know,
are you going on record with that?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Now in this day and age with music, I mean, they don't even play instruments anymore. All it is Steve's going to say something. Hold on. Who's he going to?
Jimi Hendrix is the greatest.
Well, I think Jimmy. Actually, you got the wrong.
Dwayne Allman.
You got the wrong.
Dwayne Allman.
Jesus.
What the
you
hell?
Got the wrong Jimmy. I think it was Jimmy
yeah,
Page.
We're going off chart here.
We're going off topic.
Going
Let's
off topic.
We we're very
well,
sad.
Anyhow,
very
memory,
sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very sad to see him go. I mean, obviously, I look at the man.
He was
can't
a smoker.
Would you?
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, the guy that my father was a smoker, died at 64. Not a heavy smoker, but. You know,
well, he smoked like a fiend from what I read.
Eddie Van Halen was a smoker.
He was a big time smoker.
And if anything, I mean, I won't sit here and say he wasn't a great guitarist. He was, and I loved Van Halen. But I also think he promoted smoking when he used to have the his cigarette in the at the end of his you know under the under the strings
the
at
neck
the, at the neck. I mean, the guy. How many smokers did this guy create? I mean, I'm not putting them down.
No,
I'm just
I was
saying.
One of them when I saw him smoking.
See, there you go.
Like, Jesus.
There you go. You thought
Eddie
you wanted to be
smoking. I'm gonna freaking smoke because that's cool. And look at me now.
Well, here you are today.
Yes. Look at me.
I have a story about David Lee Roth, a married woman, and
my
a legend.
Roth for?
Let's not go there. Let's.
We saw,
I just want to say,
Van
it was
Halen
it was
a couple years ago.
Yeah, we saw him. When
yeah, David Lee Roth kept trying to jump, and it wasn't working out.
It wasn't
good
jumping.
For him.
I saw him at the silo and got hit in the head with a nightstick.
That's when he was doing Just the Gigolo tour.
I don't remember.
That's when the blow to the head. Now it explains everything. Why he is the way he is.
She was married, and I was not.
So well deserved.
How about those week five previews?
Well, we got hold on now, Mike. I'm going to take control of this podcast once more. This is the week five BC of the podcast, Soup Party Productions. Production brought to you by Lion's Head. Let me just go into we got a caller. We have a caller in question, Mike. One more. This one guy from Richland, Pennsylvania, Hugh and Vaney. He must have something in for you, Mike. But he wants to know if you how many colors did you went to see Foliage, right? He wants to know how many colors you saw in Cooch's underwear.
Well. It was mainly white.
White?
I don't wear white underwear.
Sperm was in his underwear.
I thought you were going to be brown.
I don't know what.
That was disgusting.
Nope. There was a lot of white.
Holiday Inn suite. Keep it there, okay? Whatever went on in there.
Whatever
fireplace was lit.
Whatever happens in Hollywood or Holiday Inn suite stays there.
Well, we've got our technical experts working on the podcast, and it seems to be a lot of listenerships coming from the Richland area. I'm not sure exactly what's going on in Richland, Lebanon County, but Huge and Vaney.
They have another question from Huge Vane.
No, Hugh doesn't have any more questions, but Phil who called in last week, Felatio, he wants to.
Felatio. I don't think that's a real person, Troy.
All right, all right.
Sounds Asian.
Phil would like to know if you had any fireplace memories from the.
I have one. I was laughing so hard the camera was shaking. That's all I'm going to say.
From laughing.
Well, that's the story I'm going with.
Wow. Interesting.
It was a wonderful minute.
Well, that's the only calls we have in, or I should say, question submissions for the this week for the motherfucking
Thanks,
legend.
Phil.
Thanks you. Phil, you know, Phil was from Rarisburg, Pennsylvania, by the way. We in our
Rarisburg. Say Richland.
No, Hugh's from Richland.
That's it.
Let's go
track.
On the yeah. Let's Mike, you wanna
vacation in Richland?
Mike, you want to
preview
you want to do the.
Sure.
Start us off and
Thanks,
show
Troy.
Us the way. And
that was an excellent segue.
Yeah, we segue.
That's right. Preview for week five. We'll start with Imus.
Did we mention the highest score of last week? Just before.
Yeah,
we
did. The big TDs.
Oh, okay. I don't think.
Yeah, we blew past that.
No. All right, Mike.
All right, so
let's
we're
start with the previews. Let's go.
Preview for week five. Imus 4-0. What's that? 4-0. You. Heard correctly.
Oh, you finally got a good game
against
on your hands,
Brothers Grimm, 3-1.
Two
like
good
I
teams.
Said, thank goodness they don't have Rodgers or Aaron Jones or Julio Jones. So
Ooh,
I'm
caught
going
him on a good week.
To roll. I'm going to pick me.
Huh. Well, they do have Cook. Cook has been lighting it up these last couple weeks. I mean,
no shit.
Cook has looked. He's looked good.
Yeah, he got banged up a little bit last week.
You know what? Really,
he got taken out of the game at the
he
end.
Did. I can't hear you, Jerry. He got taken out. Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt.
I didn't realize
Madison,
that.
I don't know if you know who Madison is, Troy. Do you know who Madison is?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so. Jerry, would you like to enlighten him?
Madison, he is the backup running back for
Minnesota.
How many touchdowns did he have? Do you happen to know, Jerry?
Yesterday, or that last game, didn't he have one?
I think he had two. Yeah,
I thought
he had one,
but yeah, Cook went out. I don't think it's a major injury, but he did sit in the sideline in that fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule here, and
he does have other tough matchups.
I don't see any injury status on Cook. You know who else was good for him last week was Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, he had a long run at the end of the game.
They're playing New England, and New England is going to stuff him.
But they have Rodgers and Jones are out, so.
And Robinson's going against Tampa Bay. Do you know that the Tampa Bay run defense has not given up more than 60 yards this year to a running back?
That's because they throw on them all the
time. Okay, well, you know what?
You're out of your mind.
I'm going to – nonetheless, I'm going to take the Grimm. Real quick, how do you guys – I mean, you guys want
to – I'm going Imus.
You're going Imus? How about you, Jerry?
Yeah, I think losing Rodgers and
Thank
Aaron
you,
Jones.
Buddy.
Jerry, who are you going with?
That's a little favoritism there from that Vermont weekend that they spent together.
You taking the Grimm?
Trying to see here. They got Roethlisberger against Philly. That's a good matchup. Let's see. Robinson, Ingram.
Roethlisberger, Philly.
Roethlisberger is playing Philadelphia. That's a good matchup.
No, it's not.
Philadelphia's secondary.
Darius
Philadelphia sucks. Their secondary is bad.
Covers one guy. I don't know. Hey, you know what? I'll go with Dimas.
Thank you.
14-point favorite.
Okay.
Grimm's two best players sitting on the bench.
I'm seeing underdog. Grimm's an underdog, 39%.
Cry me a river, Brothers Grimm.
I don't see it as that much of a blowout.
5-0.
CBS should not be 39%.
And Grimm, I'm still waiting for that
case
of
beer
for trading you Aaron Jones last year.
This is going to be a Donnybrook.
A what?
Donnybrook.
What the hell's that?
Hatfield and McCoy's. That's Dorneyville.
Oh, my God.
We got bailing out.
All right, bailing out.
1-3 against Pinnacle. 1-3.
Oh, 1-3. And look at this. CBS has them
a virtual
toss-up.
Troy, what I'd like to say about this game.
Don't watch it.
Is it really doesn't matter because neither of them are making the playoffs.
Well, they both suck.
That is true.
Yeah, wow.
We are not making the playoffs.
Let's just flip a coin here. I mean, I don't even – you know what? I'm going to – shit. Hold on. Do I have a coin?
You're going to shit?
Where's my coin?
I'm going to go with P4. I'm taking P4.
Oh, look, let's see. Oh, heads or tails?
All right, it came up heads. I'm going P4 too. Next one, Mike. What do you think? Oh well, obviously.
Hold on.
We got.
Didn't even get a chance.
All right, we got the other owners here.
Own
sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. We got Cooch and obviously Cooch. You're gonna go take with yourself, right? You're gonna go with yourself.
I'm going bailing out.
Oh my God.
I'm going bailing out.
Well, I
no
didn't
question.
Expect that. I did not expect that. Wow.
No.
Jesus.
No.
You got a real problem with the Wuhan part of your team, or don't you? It's almost like you're like sabotaging your own team. Just
I'm not sabotaging my own team.
Just to
I'm
mess
trying
with
to win.
With Cooch. I mean, with Vince.
Well, yeah, our running backs are hurt.
Jerry, who
that.
Do you like?
Team is hurt, buddy.
Yeah, they all not bad.
I don't know. I'm looking at bailing out.
It's a tough choice because they
is.
Both suck.
But since Ed,
it's pathetic.
Since Ed declined my trade today,
oh
I'm going to go
God.
With P4.
Wow.
All
that's
right. Why I'm going.
Just
clean,
because of that.
Clean
right.
sweep.
All right.
That's
we're all going.
That swayed my vote.
We're all
there.
Going, P4.
Going P4.
Wow. Ed's getting no love.
Next
oh, wait.
One.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right. Cooch took it.
Ed doesn't have a quarterback.
Cooch took bailing out.
Ed doesn't have a quarterback because Tannehill.
Well,
know,
we don't know. We don't.
Not
yet, he doesn't.
They're not going to play. Not with all those. They're not going to
play. They're
going to
play.
So what I'm going to do right now is get on the site and pick up all the friggin' starting quarterbacks.
That's a good idea.
And drop. The rest of my guys just so Ed loses.
That would
wow, what's
surprising.
Your problem with Ed, man? Jesus.
He makes you throw phones out the window.
Yeah, that's true. He did. What's your next game, Mike?
Next game. This is the Bulldogs. Bulldogs 2-2 against DFW.
Underrated 2-2, that's for sure.
1-3. Now, the only problem I see, Troy, the only problem I see is that he has Metcalf. So as long as they don't throw him, because he's got Wilson.
I got Wilson.
So as long as he's got Wilson.
I got Lockett, though. Don't forget that.
And he has no running back still. So
have you ever seen a game 74%?
Sure, they don't play.
It's 74%. The highest we saw was
74.
It's right now 74.
Is he not changing his lineup?
It's 74%.
Holy shit, Troy! You like the Chargers there?
Okay.
If Jimmy the Greek was alive today,
I suggest
look at
we even if Tennessee
he would
doesn't
look at this
play,
game and say bet heavy on the
I
dogs.
I think we can all say, you know,
well, he did change his lineup
for Bulldogs.
He did.
He did change his lineup. He put second stringer Pollard in for second stringer Swift.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give him credit for keep trying.
They're on a bye. Well, that's good. Okay.
That's good. He's managing his team. Is anybody? Is anyone taking DFW? Let's just ask that.
No.
We don't need, okay, good. We can move on then.
Wait a minute. Let me look at.
Oh,
no.
God.
No.
Come on.
That's a hard pass. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Thanks.
This next one is the game of the week.
Oh.
B team 3-1 versus.
Oh yeah,
Bang.
This really is. And
the
look at that. Look at CBS has got them 49% to 51%. This is the game of the week. This could be a Super Bowl matchup.
Listen, I am going
I hate to say it. I mean, this could be a Super Bowl matchup.
I'm
going to
take the Bang unless the B team picks up a quarterback off of waivers.
Here we go again with you. Here we go again.
Daniel Jones.
Hardy's got to chime in on this whole thing with you and the quarterbacks with him.
I do want to say I enjoyed Hardy's last week.
Oh,
yeah? I thought he was informational, and
yeah,
I enjoyed listening
he
to
was.
Him.
Eloquent.
Carter,
he was.
On the other hand,
Saddam Hussein's special brother. I keep seeing that picture in my mind.
Oh, from the draft?
On the Zoom, yeah.
Yeah,
that
was
picture.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was
yeah, I thank Hardy for stepping in for you.
I thank Hardy, too.
And we'd love to have him out here.
Steve,
thank
Hardy for stepping
in. Not really. Oh, man. I enjoyed it. He did a good job.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did you listen?
I listened to it in the car. We listened to it in the car.
We listened to it,
holding
hand, in the car on the way home.
Well, I thought it was a really, I mean, the audio was horrible.
The audio was
we struggled.
Great.
It was terrible.
No.
We struggled. We struggled big time.
They come in, clear as a bell, loud, and you're like.
Well, one of these. You know, we're not exactly. Hey, man. Look, we're on a limited budget. Number one, because of Hardy, and I don't know if you guys heard the podcast last week.
Yeah,
I'm getting no fucking money back from all the shit my bills are piling up, and here it is again, week five. I haven't got one goddamn dime back.
Didn't he mention about going to the south of France now on vacation? I think he said something.
You know what? I'm getting sick and tired of not being compensated.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead. You know what? Sorry, sorry, Cooch. Go ahead and who's your pick? This is a close.
I'm going B team.
Whoa, B team. Wow.
I think Breeze goes off
against the Chargers.
I think so.
All right, Jerry, what do you think?
He'll throw every 10-yard pass there is. Can't hear
Prescott
you unless you talk into the mic.
Prescott over Breeze. And look at B-team definitely has the running back advantage.
Their team is solid except for their quarterback.
Yeah, David Johnson. That guy runs like my fucking grandmother. I mean, he's old as shit now. He runs old. He can't get across. He can't
Lion's
get
head.
Around the edge. Ooh, Lion's head. Let's see. Dealing and Jefferson.
He looks a little banged up.
That's two Minnesota players going against each other. Slayton.
I almost have to look at the Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee, who are they playing again? Bills?
Tennessee
I don't see anybody
nobody.
Really on this in this game.
Tennessee's playing nobody, buddy. They're not going to play this game.
Here we go. Grim Reaper against the Mighty.
Hold on. I didn't get my pick in there either.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Hey,
if you guys over again.
You took who?
What do you have to get home or something?
I took B-team. Unless the B team switches their quarterback.
Well, I need something in the books.
Well, I'm
here.
Telling you right now, I'm going to take Bing unless they pick up a free agent quarterback.
All right, somebody cut
that's
him
Bing.
Off.
That's Bing.
Somebody cut
next,
him off.
Jerry, who do you like?
Get the beer out of his hand.
Yeah, too many fish heads.
I don't know. I got to go with Bing because the B team's in my division.
I'm partial to my.
Yeah, you know what? I
not Jack fish Prescott. Head, not turtle head,
turtle
lion's head.
Turtle head.
I happen to think, I kind of think that Elliot and Prescott will cancel each other out. I also think that Connor and Jacobs will cancel each other out. I want to lean, I really think that this game may come. This game may come down
excuse
to.
You.
This game may come down to defenses,
fucking
and you
kickers.
Know what? I think the Bengals got. I think the Bengals going up against Colts or the Bengals going up against Cleveland is a better matchup, and I'm going with the Bengals.
Might come down to the shitty kickers too.
Yeah, really. It's either going to be kickers or defense for this
F kickers.
So go ahead, Mike. Where do you want to go next?
The Grim Reaper 1-3 versus the Mighty Heroes 2-2. I have here the game will come down to Brady and Evans, who play Chicago. That's Tom's players versus Mahomes and Hill, who play against the Raiders. So guess who I'm going with?
Tim. Oh, you're going with Tim, the Reapers.
No. I'm
go
not
with
going.
Ben.
Nope. Going with the Heroes because the Raiders suck.
Well, the
go ahead
Heroes
and argue
are
that.
Pretty pretty
not arguing that, you know. Everybody knows it. You don't even have to say it.
I give the Reaper credit. He went out there and made he went out there and made a move and got Rivers. And, you know, they're looking at – they are pretty –
Rivers.
Yeah. Against Cleveland, he's putting them in there. And, he's
– Mahomes doesn't play.
And Rivers' arms –
because he is going to have to get tested since he –
oh, that's a great
Stephon
point.
Gilmore.
You just showed
right.
me that picture.
I believe
there's a picture of that. So
I
now he has to get tested.
I did want to bring this up. I did want to bring this up. The Reapers, I do want to talk about their good free agent pickups that they had because they lost their running backs, and they picked up who'd they pick up? God
what?
Damn it! Where is it?
Come on, Mike.
Oh, Robinson for Jacksonville and McKinnon for San Francisco.
Robinson was a great pickup.
They both scored.
Yeah.
Really well. So he's using the waiver wire well. Even
is.
Though he lost his good running back,
Robinson
Barkley.
Who?
Robinson.
Barkley.
Is it Jaquez Robinson or Jacksonville?
Yeah.
The running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
That's because he lost Fournette, though. So you had to get the backup for that.
Well, he's making waivers, and he's 1-3. But he came off of
he's
a great week.
He's not giving
week.
Up.
No, definitely.
That.
He definitely is not. He's got a tough week with – but if he can catch a break, you know, if he can –
yeah, Tim's doing a hell of a job.
Good job, Timmy.
So you're taking the Heroes. You know what?
Yeah, I'm taking the Heroes, and that'll be – it was going to be a lock of the week until the last game.
I took the Heroes.
You know what? I'm gonna take the Reaper.
Why?
I think Rivers is going to have a hell of a game. And I think Kelsey's going to –
Rivers?
Yeah, Rivers. I think Kelsey's going to Kelsey might cancel out Mahomes
Troy
a little bit.
Troy loves the Chargers. He has three Chargers.
I do
on
love
his
the
team.
Chargers.
He likes their baby blue uniforms.
I do.
Mwah.
And their baby blue ball.
All right. Last one more game of the week there, Mike. What where are we going?
Hey, wait. What happened to me and Steve? We didn't get.
Oh, I thought you already said you're taking the Heroes.
What the hell?
That's
up.
What he said.
What you
way,
what's your put your hatred of the Heroes
taking
aside?
The
you make it honest to God goodness pick here.
You're in my division. Like anybody in my, I will never trade with anybody in my division, and I never will give respect to anybody in my division because, in my mind, I am number one.
Well, hold on, Jerry. You have been using the signature FTMH for a long, long time.
Those
way
bastards.
Before this is before they were even in. Before you even had your own team, you were using this signature. Now, they weren't in your division at the time, but
I
you.
Know. There's just something about when those two get together at the draft.
I thought it was when you lost like by 1 point to their championship. That ever since then you started.
It's time to move on, Troy.
All
right, well,
time to move on.
Hey, anybody? Does anybody
see
seen Morganti?
No.
I
no.
mean that guy.
I saw
is
him at the draft.
About ghost. I didn't even see him at the draft.
He's not responding to your wicked and
your childish words.
I don't know if he's busy bathing the elderly.
He's
right
no
now,
longer responding.
I don't know. He must be busy doing something.
Shit,
well, we love you.
He was at the draft. You saw him there.
Yeah, kind of. He's a shell of himself.
The last
I'm
game.
Sure he's listening to this podcast.
Yeah, he's probably.
I can guarantee you that.
He's probably
now
out getting a pedicure somewhere.
The last
pick
game.
They didn't make their picks yet. Would you pick
they
the hero?
They did. He picked. He's not picking the heroes.
Anybody that plays the heroes, I'm going
and
with
Cooch
the
And Cooch is going
team.
With the heroes. All right.
Reapers, baby. Go, Tim.
All right. Big TDs, 2-2 yeah, against Midnight TDs. Snipers, 1-3, lock of the week. Big TDs.
All right. I'm going Snipers.
Whoa.
The upset.
So this is 74% too. Wow.
74%? That's
is
it?
That it? That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what the Dogs what the DFW is at. I they're not giving the Snipers any respect.
You know what? We got to get rid of CBS.
Never mind. I'm changing my vote, my pick. I'm going Big TDs.
That's right.
After looking at his team.
$10 that I'll give you right here. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I mean,
Troy.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no winless teams, and there's one that hasn't lost. Just wanted to bring that up there. Everybody's got to win. Almost everybody but one team has a loss.
My coaching rating is I'm second in the league in coaching, so I'm a damn good.
Did
coach.
Anyone look at the? Was there any interesting facts with the? With the what do you call it the.
Usually, you have a good. This is supposed to be the most points scored thing going here. That you didn't have. You didn't look check the lines out on. That's an over 58 this week or.
No.
No, thanks
most
for that.
Points
all
scored.
Right.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The over unders. You would like throw
nah.
and say oh, I'm going to play these players.
No, you know what? I didn't have much. I didn't have much. Podcast prep this week, Mike. It was a rough week for me.
All right, I have one final thing that this is actually serious.
Final. See, here he goes again. He's going to try to
listen,
shut down
I'm
going to
end the
show
the way
it's
going to
end
the last
fucking
word
bullshit again.
Me and Steve,
I have
guess
a,
we get
I have
last
one
word.
Last question.
Yeah, he seems like a bully. Yeah.
Before we end
Steve?
The show.
How we get
one
the
last
nice
question is, if for some reason we do pay attention.
Yes.
Up here,
just
boys.
Just jump them when we leave Troy's and just beat the shit out of them.
If if the season gets canceled.
Oh, no, we're going back.
Oh,
no,
here
no, no,
we
no,
go
this
again.
Is important. No, this
no.
is.
No, 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 no. They were.
I want to. I want to. No, this
team
is a different question. It's
canceled.
Not even about that. If
I know
the season's canceled. With the draft, I'm assuming we're going to go the same draft order. Because we never decided a winner of this year, if that happens.
I would have to agree with you there.
Now, the second part of that is, are we going to use this draft that we did do and just not have a three-point or three-round keeper thing? Because we never actually played.
I disagree. I think that we drafted, we attempted, and I think that, you know, we put a team on the field. We went 4 weeks now. We're going to do five, hopefully. Whatever we drafted in August, that in my opinion, that goes on the books. So it will move up three. And
I agree.
Yeah,
with
Troy,
you know
what I mean. We were there. We did it.
I agree with Troy.
We didn't finish the season, but we can't retreat back to.
Well, I'm not saying
2019.
I'm not saying to retreat. I'm saying we just
no retreat,
use
retreat,
that.
No
Use Jerry, shut the fuck up a minute. Use that draft because Jerry's going to lose, and everybody that lost 3 years of their keeper. So Lamar Jackson, you took when?
Last year.
Well, what's your point? What's your point, Mike? A
year
went. What's your point, though, Mike? A year went by. I mean, we have to do it.
But we didn't get to count their stats for a year.
We
so
tried. We
so Patrick
we
Mahomes
made an attempt to have a season. It did not. If
okay.
the season didn't finish,
this is, I'm fine with whatever is
but
decided.
But we drafted.
Okay, so I'm just thinking that people that had keepers, you know, like Mahomes, is now all of a sudden going to be in the first round, and he didn't get to use them for a whole year.
Well.
He used them for 4 weeks. He used them to. He
okay,
would
I'm good. I'm good.
Or
with
whatever
it.
Number of weeks that we tried.
I wanted to know.
That's a good question,
I
though.
I wanted to know.
It
what
is a good question.
Thought.
I, you know, throw it out. What do you think about it, Cooch?
I don't like it. I say we drafted because now you're seeing what some of the rookies can do. So instead of like say for
Yeah, it was the unknown on draft day, right?
What's that?
The unknown was on draft day. Now you can see what they can do. Yeah.
So the person I want to keep for next year, they ain't going to be drafted that low. So now, you know, is that what you're getting at, Mike?
Well, yeah. Like,
all right, there may not be a champion this year, but we did draft. You know, we went the number. Let's, you know, hypothetically, we went the number of weeks we could, but there was a draft, and I think we have to go into 2021. We adjust the draft accordingly to how we drafted in the 2020.
Okay, I was just bringing it up because
what
I
do you
know,
think,
like
Jerry?
Jerry, what do you think about that?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
All right, 10-4.
All right, Jerry. Yeah, Jerry, what round did you pick Lamar Jackson?
Seventh,
like the seventh.
Last year.
So now he's going to be fourth.
He will lose him.
You're going to move up three, even though you didn't get to use him for a year.
I thought you got to keep him 3 years.
Wasn't he?
Not 3 years. It moves up three rounds every year.
Jesus
There's no guarantee
Christ.
On the number of years, Jerry.
Well, the that's fine. I had Allen in the ninth, and so now he's going to move up to the sixth.
Correct.
That's fine. I just wanted to know if he stays in the ninth, since we didn't get to play
I don't think we should. We played
that's
it. We
bullshit. That's what I think about that whole keeper thing.
You know. Yeah. Okay. I think this is. I'm going to end this podcast right now.
Why am I
going to
be punished and lose my best keeper because I drafted him in the seventh round? So that means now that he's moving down to the fourth round, I can't keep him next year?
No, I just brought this up. What?
You're
no, it's not what the
year.
Fuck we're saying.
You can keep him next year in the fourth round.
All right.
Oh, so
he's you have a
fourth round pick on him.
Okay.
What year,
Troy?
Was he,
I'll allow you to
did
finish
you keep
now.
Him in this year?
Oh,
seven?
Wow. We're 4 weeks in, and you're going to let me
year
cut.
Year
you're going to let me
it's
try to cut
of
these guys
It's part of a good
off.
Ongoing thing, I think.
Yeah.
I enjoy
I think
it.
You're trying to. So I'm going to stop these two guys.
We'll cut their mics.
Well, yeah.
Screw you.
How about some final words here? I would like to.
Are we at like an hour and a half? What the
yeah,
fuck?
What the
no,
hell?
we're at an
this,
hour
man.
And 15. It's yeah. you know it's probably as long as we've ever gone. But hey, we're
I
having
had a
good
lot
discussion.
Of fun.
Maybe
we've
the longest you've
we're
ever gone, buddy.
We have four owners here today. I'm not even going to address that. But
that's from the minute, man.
You know, I'm going to go around the horn here, Cooch. Any final words for the league today, tonight?
Any questions for the legend?
No. We are Hugh and Phil already put him in there. Steve, any last thoughts?
I got another text from Jerry B.
Jesus. I can't even talk.
I'm going to cut his mic off any minute.
Cut his mic. It was a cool experience being here tonight. And let's hope we can keep this league going.
2020.
Anything we can do. I mean, if we can't, then we can't. You know, I'm cool with anything.
Way to draw.
Very good, very
line.
Good. Jerry, Jerry, your final thoughts for this evening? Very good.
Thank you.
okay. No, go ahead, Jerry. Go
fun
ahead.
Time. I think.
Makes one of us.
Wow. You know what? The disrespect for the champion here I'm feeling tonight. Mike is very disturbing. Very disturbing.
I wish I could apologize.
I take that as an apology. Apology accepted.
Well, Mike, any closing words to address the league?
I'm ready to close this out. I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. And
Troy,
this has been a two-party production.
Appearance, my appearance check. Well,
my sentiments exactly. I'd love to thank
thank you
both the Pinnacle Four and Big Titties for being our guest co-hosts tonight. Or
you know
Smith.
It's TDs and not titties, right?
TDs. It's I keep saying that.
Yeah, it's all how you
previous
say
champions
it.
And I thank them very much
and
for
I
being
love
here
your
tonight.
Bird. And your bird is cool in the corner. What's
yeah.
your bird's name?
That is Goldie.
Michael
Goldie.
Jr.
And you're welcome to take her home with you.
You don't like Goldie?
She's a relic. I don't know how long. No one knows how old
she is.
She
looks scared of you when you're talking. What are you doing to the bird while we're not here?
yeah, it's been a. I'm glad you guys can make it.
I'm all right.
Been a pleasure. I would like to say that it's been a great evening. And for the motherfucking legend. Mike Minnick, 1998 champion for Steve Kuczynski, 2002, 2005, 2013 champion for Jerry Budrash, 2020 champion.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to say this has been a Soup Party production. I'd also like to thank our sponsorship tonight. We've enjoyed a plethora of beer.
Lion's Head.
We've tried basically everything that he threw at us. We did the pumpkin. We did the light. Mike has done. What's that blue one, Mike?
That is the Belgian White Ale.
Belgian White.
The India Pale.
Well, hold on. Let me. Should I do one more announcement? Okay. Do we really have to do this? No. We'll get that next week. Belgian White announcement next week. All right. Other than that, stay tuned, League. Let's hope for the best. Let's hope that we can play. Tennessee
hope
can play.
It's just you and I next week.
And let's hope.
Don't forget to vote.
Yes. Let's hope that. We'll have games on Sunday and the league will keep going. Other than that, good evening. Good night.
Bye, Eddie.